So I'm on with Sean and Chino from the band Crosses. Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing great, man. Thanks.
Doing great. Thank you.
So this
How are
is,
you?
I'm thrilled, dude. This is kind of fun for me because I've been a fan of all of the stuff that Crosses have done, and the fact that there's a full new album coming out here in October. Tell us the title of the album.
Title is Good Night, God Bless, I Love You, Delete.
And
And I know some,
that's
that's a
out
little
on
hidden.
October 13th, yeah.
Yep, October 13th, Warner Records, and yeah, man, something we've been working on for a while, and pretty excited to get it out there.
And I can tell that if I were to go through your record collection, it would be very similar to mine because I'm getting a lot of, Depeche Mode vibes in there, certainly some Cure vibes. And just some of those great like new wave anthems from like the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, I think, both of us were coming of age in those years, and that music had, still has a long lasting effect on my taste. Both of us, I could speak for Sean, I'm sure. That being said, I think, we don't look at the project as like a sort of retro sort of band, but we definitely pull from our influences of, music we grew up listening to for sure. Yeah, and then, just like, the gear, man, the gear is like a big influence of us, so we're just like gear nerds, and we discover, like, it's like we listen to a lot of those Depeche Mode records and like, what do they use on this, and then, figure out, like, different keyboards and start messing with them, and a lot of times that sparks ideas for songs, man, and it's exciting.
Yeah, and sometimes it's like about taking those sort of sounds and blending them with more, some more modern sounds, just because, like Chino said, we don't really want to be, it's not like this is a total retro thing. We try to make something new out of all the influences,
Yeah, and you can tell that because it's very modern sounding in that there's lots of I guess what sharp edges like it'll punch you a little bit harder maybe than some of those retro bands ever did, and certainly the way it's engineered. I mean the sound quality. I think I've just been in love with like the mix of it. Like when you get Invisible Hands, for example, and you just blast that song, my God, the way it the dynamic range just thumps you right in the gut. Like I'm very impressed.
Right on. Yeah, that's Sean. I mean, that, production, and yeah, it's like, him and I both come from sort of, the more guitar driven, background where, we grew up playing in rock bands. So for us, it's kind of been a fun challenge to see how we can create those dynamics without, going to what we're used to with, loud crashing cymbals and heavy distorted guitars. It's like using those influences, but trying to like put them through different, try to through different gear, and that's been actually like really fun and a great learning experience as well.
And you got a chance to get in my book and probably yours, just like a legend to do guest vocals on one of the tracks. You got Robert Smith.
Yeah, man, that's, obviously, like, very exciting for us, as fans of The Cure, since we were both, children pretty much. But yeah, I was like, I was lucky enough to befriend him years and years ago, and always wanted to do something with him. This opportunity kind of came up where, we had a song on the record that was almost finished, it's towards the end of recording, and just kind of on a whim, I didn't even tell Sean about it, really. I just, like, I just emailed it to Robert, and kind of figured, if his response was like, "Hey, I'm too busy," or even though I don't like it, I don't want to do it, whatever, like, there'd be no harm, no foul. Sean wouldn't even know about it, whatever. But, luckily it was the opposite, and he hit me back and was like, "I'd love to." And sure enough, a couple weeks later, he sent me a vocal, and it was amazing. It's just like to hear his voice over, something that we created, and to hear our voices together too was really cool. So yeah, it was really exciting.
That must have blown your little adolescent brains from years ago,
Oh,
right?
totally. It's
Yeah.
a, yeah, totally, that cliche of, like, you'd have told me this when I was 15, I wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, I would have laughed. I would have just like laughed and whatever. I would not have believed it.
Did you get a chance, by the way, to see The Cure on this recent tour they did?
I did. Yeah. I saw them in the Portland show. It was awesome.
You got to tell Robert to put that damn new album out. We've been waiting too long.
Right. I mean, no, I honestly, like, some of the new songs he played, they were like my favorite parts of the show, you know?
Well, that's what I thought too. Like, I felt like we were getting like a whole bunch of songs from like the Disintegration era or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, they were pretty sad, man. Like those tunes. It was crazy. I was, and they're long too. You know, like, and the set itself is long, you know? I was just like, I mean, I had to go to the bathroom. I was wondering, like, and he was up there, you know, sipping on his Coronas. I was like, man, how does he not have to go to the bathroom? but I love that he can sit there, like, and play. They could play these long songs, these long intros, and these like drawn out sort of, you know, things, and then and keep people's attention. This is awesome. Like that a band can do that, you know.
He kept us up late. We had Duran Duran the night before. My wife and I went to that, and then we had The Cure right after, and it was just two late nights. I was spent on Monday. I'm like, I can't even move.
Man, that's a solid week right there.
sorry, we went off on a little new wave tangent there. So tell me, aside from, you know, we've talked about Invisible Hands a little bit, which we're playing, and then the track with Robert on it. What are like a couple of standout tracks that you guys are most impressed with that kind of came together in just that like perfect way on the new record?
I feel like we got lucky with a lot of the stuff that I don't think on this batch of songs, especially, that there was any point where we like were stuck. You know, it felt very organic as far as like, you know, whatever it was, like a chord progression or a drum loop or whatever it was that would spark the idea, and then it would just like come together like super quick, you know. If anything, there was some songs, like I'd say, like for instance, the last song on the record, the title track of the album, it's Good Night, God Bless, I Love You, which is the last song on the record. Like that song, for instance, like it'd been around, like the musical bed of it had been around since, like, I don't know, I want to say like 4 years, like when Sean and I first started sort of like getting back together to kind of put together some ideas. And I hadn't, if anything, I was like sort of nervous. I loved the musical bed so much that I was like, I didn't want to mess it up, you know? So I never really approached like writing a vocal for it. And so I kind of saved it till the very last thing that we did. It was honestly like the last day we were in the studio tracking vocals and to come up with a vocal for it, because I didn't want, like, I knew I wanted it on the record, but even if it was an instrumental, like, I just didn't want to like, you know, I wanted to make sure that the vocal complemented it. And sure enough, I mean, you know, lucky enough, I you know, sat down and like caught a melody in my head. I wrote some words down. I said, all right, I'm gonna go in the booth, and went in the booth, and Sean hit record, and it was like, wow, it was like this kind of sums up the record. Like, it just felt like this closing track of the record that just kind of came together in the greatest way. So I'm pretty proud of that tune, and like, I think it's a great way to, as a send off, you know, for the end of the record. Kind of like makes you want to start the whole thing right over again, you know what I mean? And I feel like that's a great thing in making a cohesive piece of work.
So this is going to come out in October. Will there be a tour? Can you take this project on the road?
Yeah, we're doing it. We don't have a definitive, well, we're doing some shows, in November, kind of surrounding the release of the record. Well, actually a month after the release of the record, but yeah, we're doing just like some spotty ones, like New York and LA and San Francisco. But we're doing something, a little more proper. I think when is it, Sean? Like, late winter or something like that, but we haven't announced it yet. We're just kind of waiting to I think we're gonna announce it closer to the release of the record.
Excellent. I get back to the engineering and the way it's produced. Like, it you kind of mentioned that you were like layering things and, you know, taking like old technology and merging it. Are you as obsessed with like sampling things, you know, how Depeche Mode would sample stuff and twist it and do all these weird things to make just like these original sounds. It's not like you went and just downloaded a bunch of plugins and made a record, right? Because you can tell there's a lot more thought into the sound.
Yeah, no, I will, you know, for me, like I'll sample anything. I mean, stuff, you know, I'll have my phone. If I hear something somewhere, even might be like somebody playing drums on the street, you know, might be playing buckets or whatever, you know, I'll sample anything. I'll throw, you know, sounds that I make with my mouth, just like breath sounds and stuff like that. And I mean, you know, I think for Depeche Mode, I mean, when they would do that stuff, it was a lot harder to do that back then, yeah. You know, because of the technology. I mean, I always say, like, nowadays we have it too easy. But in some ways I feel like the fact that we have it too easy almost makes it harder in a way to make things sound unique. I think that's why, like, a lot of times, like, a lot of stuff sounds similar, because we all have access to the same stuff now, no matter, almost like no matter how much money you have, you know, you could be a 13-year-old kid with a laptop and you pretty much have access to everything, you know, and that's a really good thing, but sometimes it cannot be a good thing too, you know?
I've been encouraged. You bring up, you know, the teenager there, and I've been encouraged because you see, like my nephew, his little buddies, they're in a band, they're all in high school, and I can have like intelligent discussions with them about, you know, Crosses and Deftones and any of these bands that, in fact, they covered a Deftones song in their set, and I thought that was pretty cool. But like the fact that they know Crosses and that they know The Cure, and they know, like, you can hit these kids with just this like 35 year span of music from 80s to now, and they'll know the good parts of that. It's kind of cool that they have access to just this library of everything.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, too, it's like, I think the thing that kids have, you know, when I say kids, I mean, like, you know, kids are just starting out and they're, you know, 15 years old and they're just making beats and making music. I think the gift that they kind of have is that when you're a kid, I feel like you're like, you just don't care, and you don't care about being judged. And so you just try things. And I think the older you get and you're making music, you kind of, you know, even though people don't like to admit it, you're thinking about being judged, and you're thinking about, you know, what are people going to say about this? Are they going to like it? You know? And when you're a kid and you start making music, I feel like you just don't have that. And that's why sometimes kids are making this craziest stuff that's like so unique, you know, and I love that.
Yeah, it's encouraging, and I think there's future for good music. And anyway, we look forward to the new album, and please come to Salt Lake. I want to come and see a Crosses show. I have not had that opportunity yet. So we have plans.
Yeah, we have plans.
Okay, then we'll get together and we'll talk to Depeche Mode privately and not, you know, waste our time on an interview with you guys.
Let's do it.
All right, thanks you guys for spending some time. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you.